Back at it like a bad habit. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tim Geddes. This is Nick Scarpino.
Hello.
And we are, in fact, the Internet Explorers. That's right, with a Z. Nick, how you doing?
I am doing well. I am doing very well.
You got a new little MacBook Pro?
I do.
There,
I finally
baby.
Got a new MacBook Pro so I can be back. I can actually pull up the chat right now. Watch this magic.
Your first time in since 2012?
Yeah, the last one I bought was... I have this weird thing where I only buy when they're actually good.
It's not weird.
I know.
It's not weird at all.
Apparently the last like four or five years of iterations of MacBook Pros, I shouldn't say generations, but iterations, just haven't been all that great.
Yeah.
This was the first, the 16-inch came out. I was like, I like the screen. They brought back the keyboard that
got,
I liked.
You got a trackpad the size of the runway from Fast 6.
It's so big. And I don't know, I'll be honest with you, at first I was like, I'm intimidated by this trackpad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I deserve this trackpad.
You don't deserve
it. And so far, I'm limiting myself to just the center of the trackpad right
now.
Got it.
You got to work your way up to get hidden those corners.
Now, I'll say this. I thought I was going to absolutely love the space gray.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been an adjustment. I find myself missing the brushed aluminum look of the old school. I'll get used to it. You know how I'm just very change averse.
You're averse to change.
But when I walked in and I saw Greg's, I was like, God, that is pretty. It's old school. It's classic. It pops. What I like about this is it is a little more subdued. I was doing some fun After Effects tutorial stuff over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, you were.
There's a great, great short that I showed you called Tank by Stu Mashewitz, I think is his name. He's the guy that started Red Giant. He's a great visual effects artist. And he actually has the tutorial available for that, like how to do all that line drawing stuff. So I was like, I'm going to fuck around with this. But I've enjoyed it.
Hell yeah, man.
Actually, I highly recommend it.
Can I find that? Can I find what you're talking about?
Yeah, if you just type Tank on YouTube.
Girl?
Nah. Tank Girl. You do not want to watch Tank Girl. God bless Lori Petty, but
let's see.
You don't
Tank?
Want that. Just short.
Short.
There it is.
There it is. There it is.
You pull that shit
up? Stu Mashewitz.
Yeah, so he started Red Giant Software, I believe, or he started something before that got bought by Red Giant. Either way, he's a visual
effects. Red Giant Software is essentially like the plugin set that you can use with After Effects or Premiere to kind of make shit look dope.
Yeah, so what they did was they took a bunch of plugins that other people had developed, I think. They have their own proprietary ones, but I think they bought a couple other companies too. So they've become this like big conglomerate of badass like After Effects plugins. And they make super, 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 super like very, very useful plugins for things.
Pull this up, Kev. So this is entirely made
in After Effects.
With After Effects, with Red Giant plugins.
Correct. I don't even know if he used a ton of plugins. I think he used a couple here and there, but the way he made this short is insane. You would never, like, this short took him a year and a half to do.
Mm-hmm.
He probably could have, if he had done this in Cinema 4D, he probably could have gotten it done in under a month. Like, all the models are
artists.
Clearly wireframe. But what's amazing about it is you can't, it's the style that he has with all the explosions and all the lines, stuff like that, look just a little cooler because they are line drawings.
So because they're custom.
Yeah, because they're custom. So, like, for instance, on that shot, if you scroll back, I watched his whole tutorial on how he did it. So on this shot right there, pause it. You see how you can see through the back of his head,
mm-hmm.
but the lines in the back are slightly dimmer. They're slightly more opaque and they're slightly like more blurred out. That was a thing he had to like write into what's called an expression, which is like a JavaScript. Crazy shit that he had to do.
That's fucking
this.
Cool. Yeah, I can't wait for a couple years from now when we see what your version of this is.
Oh, I'll never do this. I mean, the thing is like he the way he built this, I barely understand.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I get what he's doing with this, but you just don't use – you wouldn't use the tool set that way. You just wouldn't do it. You would do this 100% in Cinema 4D or in a 3D program and just do a line draw. It would take you 5 seconds. I mean, that model of that pilot would take you maybe a half a day to just put together. And
crazy,
he also had to build his own rig. Of an animator rig, it's called, they do rigs, which basically means like, you know, you have all the pivot points and all the points where you would articulate, and they have some pre-canned animations that you can just put in there, like you can copy and paste in there. He had to build all that in After Effects. He said the rig alone took him a month.
God damn.
It was fucking insane. But it's awesome to see how it turned out, and it actually does feel and look very unique, even though it you know, kind of looks computer generated.
Yeah. In the spirit of Internet Explorers, watching one video leads us to the next. Kev, can you bring this up? This was one of the recommended videos for from typed in a Tank Short. This is the Portal No Escape short.
Oh my God!
Directed
the
by
Dan Trachtenberg.
Dude,
yeah.
almost 25 million views. Good for them.
So pause it real quick. So this was back in the day when like everyone, myself included, was like, video games are cool. I want to make a video game short, and then hopefully someone will discover me, and I'll get to direct a fucking Oblivion or whatever the hell that wasn't Oblivion, that was someone else, but he ended up directing a couple of the big movies.
He directed the Cloverfield.
That's what he did.
Cloverfield Lane.
10 Cloverfield Lane or 9, whatever it was, 19 Cloverfield Lane.
2077 Cloverfield Lane.
Anyway, we were all watching these back, and this is when I was doing all the April Fool's videos and stuff like that, and then this happened. And then he launched this, and I was this guy's far and away better than everyone I've ever seen.
I do not want to spoil this at all. If you have not seen the Portal No Escape film by Dan Trachtenberg, go check it out as soon as possible. It is the freaking coolest short film of all time.
It's one of those short films where, like, you know, there's always a lot of different things that people use the medium of YouTube for, right? And like most of the time you see people who are like, I put a really cool visual effects piece together, or I put a really cool like fight choreograph piece together. Very seldom do you actually see something, and this is why I honestly believe he's a really good filmmaker and why I think this one succeeded above all else. Very seldom do you see something that actually evokes like a real emotion and tells an actual story.
That's the thing,
in that span of 3 minutes.
Two minutes and 45 seconds. I remember showing Gia this, and she was so impressed.
And you immediately empathize. You immediately sympathize.
You don't need to know the rules.
With the protagonist, the actress that they picked was great. She is visually, like, she has a great screen presence, and you want her to get out of this thing. And it's just, it's a perfect short. It's really, really well done.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Internet Explorers. Every week, me and Nick get together. We explore the internet with you on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygameslive. You can watch it later on youtube.com/kindoffunny, roosterteeth.com. You can listen to us by going to your favorite podcast service and typing in Internet Explorers with a Z. You'll find it there. You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny and get the show ad-free. That's fantastic. You can also be a Patreon producer over there like Al Tribesman did, James Davis, David Mintel, Mohammed, Justin Toft, Drew Gardinier, Shiraz Razak, Jarrett Brown, Cassandra Ramirez, Ian Jacobs, Zachary Smith, Joseph Solar, Sean Fellows, Morgan Goranson, and nanobiologist Frankfurter and Jameson Shafransky. We love and appreciate you all.
Shafransky. That's what I would call it. If he was my friend, that's what we call him, right?
Well, it's because we have a friend, Mike Aransky, and that's how you say Aransky.
real talk, when Aransky was like trying to figure out what his next steps were, where he was going to go, you know, to any number of the three media houses that we all were going to work for at some point, and then went to 100 Things, I was like, you got to start a dope production company and just call it Aransky. That is the coolest fucking
Aransky's
name.
Aransky's a dope.
That is a rad
name.
Especially
for this man.
Oh my God. Because when you think Aransky, you know what you think? You think, what was it? Kavinsky. Mm-hmm. You know Kavinsky, badass motherfucker who does like the sick 80s beats? Yeah. You think Kavinsky, and then you see Mike Aransky, and you're like, that's not Kavinsky. That's the opposite. That's a 45-year-old dad, and I love him.
I love it.
He's my little koala bear.
I don't know if he has a Instagram, but he definitely has a Twitter.
Let's bring up the Twitter.
Here he is.
Everyone, go follow at Mike Aransky.
Tell me that's not the most Mike Aransky-looking motherfucker you could possibly imagine.
The thing about my history with Mike Aransky was as follows. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, our vice president decided that we were going to start buying content from people. I can't remember why. It was like, we're going to start putting like IGN original-style content, but we're going to pay these people to do it. And we reached out to this group called Black 20,
mm-hmm.
which had made one of my favorite all-time shorts called Mantis Man. Remember that one?
Oh, I'll never forget Mantis Man.
Anybody's trying to open up the peanut butter jar and he can't because he's got his Mantis costume. Do you want to do it?
That's what this show's all about, man.
And then literally 4 or 5 years
Spoilers,
later.
Spoilers, though. So many of their videos, amazing. Mantis Man, not one of those videos.
This is the best. Fuck you. It's great. Shout out to Lana Condor. She looks fantastic in that black dress. And then 5 years later, I'm interviewing this motherfucker, and he goes, oh, you know, we've talked before. I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, I made Mantis Man. I was like, what? Fuck you. Type in Black 20. You'll probably find out after that. I think that's what they were called. Like, all one word, Black 20, yeah. Maybe it's not that. You know, it might have been on IGN's, though. That's why. I like how you were like, take the K off. That's
wasn't it without a K?
It might have been.
No, it had a K.
It must have been had a K. Oh, maybe it was a Mantis Man. Maybe it was.
No, it was. I remember because he couldn't open the peanut butter.
Oh my God, that's okay. And that made Eric Hart laugh harder than I've ever seen him laugh in my life.
Right,
yeah, call him right now and ask him what it was called because we need to see this, ladies and gentlemen. It's such a small world though because he was out in New York and he actually worked with Amy Schumer on a couple of those before she was anything. He was like, I know Amy, and I was like, dude, call her for a fucking job right now, bro. She's balling out. I hope Sean Finnegan answers his phone. I know you were trying to call Mike. But it's me, Sean Finnegan. I like fucking with Sean, man.
Hey, Mike Aransky. It's Tim Geddes. I'm here with Nick Scarpino. You're live on Internet Explorers right now. How you doing?
Oh, lovely. Hey guys.
We're talking about you because someone's name rhymed with Aransky, so here we are. We want to try to find the Mantis Man video. How would we go about finding that?
Oh boy.
You made that, right?
How does one find that? Good question. Is it deep within the internet? I can look it up for you guys. Let me see. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, try to find it.
Yeah, why am I not finding this? All I'm finding is Mantis from Guardians of the Galaxy. Why did we buy that from you guys again?
Will be the only one who knows that.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, here's the thing. We're going to go on with the show, but you can stop your job right now. For the next 20 or so minutes, your job is to find this video and to send it to us, okay?
You got it.
Thank you. I appreciate you very much.
Say hi to Nate Chat for me.
Bye.
Okay.
How amazing was it? He's like, hey, Nick Scarpino says hi. And it's like, oh, I know him.
Hey, not a fucking
Not a chance. Man. And you know what? I don't deserve for him to know me.
No, that's
their
true.
New facility is so fucking cool.
It is.
I want to live there. I would pay $3,000 a month to live there. We're jumping around a lot. We're exploring a lot on the internet.
This is what the show is.
I know, Kevin.
Kev, bring it up.
Fucking pull it up.
100 D's. Look. New facility.
First off,
legitimately is the coolest
if
thing.
If you had, if you asked me what fucking car Nate Shot drove, I would be like, it's got to be that baller ass, completely ridiculous Mercedes SUV.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how fucking sick this facility is. First off, why do I have a ramp? Why does that ramp have to be there? It's awesome. Yeah, good point. Good point.
So you go into this thing. Look at this, man. It is the so Tim Getty's aesthetic. Stormtrooper white and black. But the only difference is they have the red. Pops. Of
course. See, we're going to have the blue pops.
We got to go those blue pops.
Yeah, we're going to have blue pops.
How close do you think our studio is going to look to this?
I mean, honestly, I don't think it's going to look anything like it. But no, I mean, ours, we're going for a little bit more of a production-y art gallery look with what we're doing. And I think I do like their white ceilings, though.
They're so nice.
Kevin, should we go all white ceilings?
No.
All white, our thing, baby.
But look at how cool their white ceilings are. Look at how cool that guy looks in there. Is that Hungry Eyes?
That was Courage. Dude, it's just so cool.
I know.
I'm very jealous. I'm extremely jealous.
Well, we're going to have something that's 1/100th the price. So,
well, here's the deal, guys. You guys can help us get the white ceilings that we deserve by going to kindoffunny.com/store and getting any of these shirts. Guess what? It's back, baby. You too can look like Nick Scarpino in this PS I Love You XOXO crew neck. Or you could look like...
Look at this.
Tim Getty's with his kind of funny super porty t-shirt. Or you can look like Nick Scarpino and do that. So many options. You can also look like Andy. I'm sure he's wearing this shirt right now.
Andy's probably wearing a fucking burn blue shirt right now.
This is the most Andy shirt in the history of
t-shirts. By the way, that's V2, and I'm pissed I don't have that shirt.
It's good. Because
I still have the original charcoal video games are cool shirt, and I wear it sometimes when I lift weights, because I'm like, hey, man, fucking nerds can be jacked too. And then people go, hey, you're not jacked. And I go, hey, fuck you.
You're just a fucking nerd.
I go, fuck you. And all this is happening in my head because no one's looking at me. Would that shock you?
No.
Would that shock you at all?
No, it would not. But
there's
anyway.
Nothing better than doing pull-ups in a video games or cool shirt.
You can. That honestly is pretty fucking baller.
That's pretty dumb.
But yeah, you can get the shirts now. Exciting stuff. If your size isn't there, it's cool. Hit the waitlist button and they will get right back to you. And I keep teasing this, but we're working on some hotness, motherfucker.
We've been upping our game a lot with the merch, with the studios, and just with the beard game.
Let me just put it this way. If you like this bomber jacket that I'm wearing, it's a Rooster Teeth bomber jacket. Guess what? Kind of funny.
Guess what? Also, Andy may or may not have been designing this jacket for 17 days straight.
17 years.
But every time I come, Andy's just moving one little element, and he goes, I just don't know.
Talk shit about it because it's not his fault.
It's my fault.
Fun. It's definitely all of our faults.
You know whose fault it is? You're fucking absolutely right. It's all of our faults. The problem is his desk where it is.
Yeah.
His desk is in a high traffic area, and he's always working on cool shit. And so everyone goes, hey, that's really cool. What if? Andy wants to take a bat and fucking beat everyone's heads in. He's like, we're just changing shit now.
But we've got it down to a science.
That shit's going to look dope. And here's how you know it's going to look dope, because I want to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
That's how.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the pinnacle of cool.
Like the top two rows of our merch right now is shit that I would wear.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of the cup, because that would be a little bit weird to wear that out.
You'd find a way.
But I'm not going to lie. Is the crew neck back in stonk? Is that what you said? Or no, is it out of stonk?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It is back.
You
know what? I don't want to click in. Let's leave that to the viewers to figure out.
I'm telling you right now, this is the coziest crew neck you'll ever wear. If it's cold where you're at, bundle up in this crew neck. If it's hot where you're at, cut the sleeves off, cut the fucking stomach off, and just go Greg Miller with it. You see that picture that Greg pulled up? It was hit. Jen took a picture of him and Porty with their fucking stomachs, and they match.
Yeah.
Can you pull that up?
What, Kevin?
It's sold out already? Shut the fucking front door. You're never... Hey, if you tried to get one of these, you're never going to get it. FOMO. Oh, my
okay,
God.
Okay, well, it's not sold out.
Well, you can get extra large.
You can get smaller, extra large. There's a lot of people out there that are smaller, extra large.
Well, sorry, anyways, guys. I'm wearing a medium right now, and guess what? It fits me perfectly.
Moving on. How many days left until Fast 9 graces our presence, Nick?
Less than 80. 88.
Less
than 90.
You can go to check out Instagram.com. I'm just in a mode where I just... I'm so, yeah, like...
No, let's move it.
But here we go. This is what's been Vin Diesel been up to on his Instagram. This. A lot of fun doing this cover shoot.
The thing is this. One day
Always.
One day I'm going to meet Vin Diesel. Yeah. And I'm going to, at the risk of forever ruining our friendship, I'm going to pull the man aside. And I'm going to go, Vin, I just have to know one thing about you. Do you take yourself seriously? And if he goes, absolutely not, then I'm like, we're going to be the best of friends. But I have a feeling that he takes himself 100% seriously when
he
does shit like this.
We're going to meet him one day.
I can't wait.
It's going to happen, man.
Not that we're going to meet him. Like, if you ask him, does he take himself seriously, he's going to laugh, blow the weed smoke that he has in his mouth in your face and say, no.
Yeah, you're 100%
right.
He's going
to blow weed smoke in your face, and he didn't even smoke for the last 24 hours. He just has it in there.
Correct.
You know? So here's the thing. We're going to meet him one day. And I know this because, you know, the Fast and Furious video game, it's you know, game of the year 2020,
uh-huh.
A game of the forever. It'll be the closest chance we get to meeting this man, you know?
Yeah.
He's tied to it. Our friends over at Bandai Namco are working on it.
I can't wait.
So I don't know. I'm feeling good about this. I'm really feeling good about it because we've always been associated with Fast and Furious. I don't know if it's because we talk about it every week on our hit show, Internet Explorers, or if it's just because we're stand-up guys that like family.
Or it's because we did it in a review. Or, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Before we got into the Fast and Furious game, ladies and gentlemen out there,
they were
people
the
thought
way.
It was a joke. Mm-hmm. They didn't understand the intricacies of it, the nuance of Tokyo Drift. Everyone mm-hmm. just wrote that fucking movie off.
Yeah.
It wasn't until even Meg didn't even understand how great Fast and Furious was until she came to our studio. And we were like, no, it's okay that you like it. It's a great series.
See, here's the thing. I can't even joke about mm-hmm. that because she was one of the OGs. She was one of the ride or fucking dies before there was all these bandwagoners. But I'll welcome the bandwagoners. But Nick, the point that I'm getting at here is we are associated with Fast and Furious, so much so, I follow the Fast and Furious subreddit, of course, because that's what I would do.
Of course.
I saw a post come up saying, hey, I'm looking for some podcasts about Fast and Furious. All of the responses were kind of funny in review. And there was like, granted, maybe only like 10 responses total, but there was like 3 or 4 people being like, yo, you gotta listen to this shit. And I'm just like, wow, we fucking did it.
We
you
did
know?
It.
That's like moving outside of our group and into the lives of millions.
That's how we're going to get them, man. Mm-hmm. We're going to make great content. And slowly but surely over the next 100 years, people will start watching
it's going to be fun.
And it's going to be fun.
Yes.
It's going to be super fun.
You gotta love it.
God bless, Finn. Can we start a new segment called What's Wahlberg Up To? Where just we just look see. At Mark Wahlberg's Instagram, too.
Are you going to go to the restaurant when they open up here?
Wahlberg's is open up? I'm still waiting in line for Shake Shack. Truth be told, god damn it, why can't I fucking
I did
this?
Just get an update from one Mike Aransky. Sad news, looks like YouTube took it down for copyright issues.
Shut the what?
It's a private video. He like signed into the back end of Black 20s.
Tell him to fucking download it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good I don't job, know, man. I don't know.
I mean, look it. Do we know Pear? I bet Fran still has
Eric
login.
Eric Hart's your only hope for the bootleg.
I bet Fran still has login credentials to the IGN YouTube page.
Yeah. Probably.
I bet we could call him and say log
ladies
in and
go. Gentlemen,
do
not fret. We're going to try our best to get you this Mantis Man video at some point in your life. Stay tuned to this Internet Explorer show.
I can't wait.
To see if
we
get to the bottom of it. Moving on to our next big story. This is, I forgot what the segment's called, in other news. Greg Miller taking over the Internet. Greg Miller recently had his most popular tweet of all time. Did you see this?
I saw it over the weekend, and I just thought to myself, what is he doing? What are you doing, Greg?
Do you have anything? What do you have bad things to say about this picture?
Yeah, bro. First off, first and foremost, as I've said before, I've said again, I've never fucking wavered from this. I am team fucking peanut M&Ms.
Here we go, baby.
Whoever whatever, listen to me, you fucking monsters out there that eat these regular, plain-ass, pedestrian M&Ms. You're fucking up your life. It's a waste of calories that you're putting in your body. Put a little peanut, a little protein, a little salty protein in your body. It's got more crunch. It's got more hardiness. They're fun to look at. They're fun to play. Like you're playing with little mini balls in your hand. Fantastic.
It's true. It's really true.
God bless Brie Larson. I like that she has like a half drunken Diet Coke over there. Who took this picture of her? It's very odd.
I love it, dude. I love everything about it. But like shout out to Greg's legs. Shout out to him risking his life sitting on the edge of the studio.
What's amazing is those legs look like sun has never touched them.
Mm-hmm.
He has never once had any sun on those legs.
Here's the thing though. Real talk. Talking about this little area right here. Tell me that doesn't look soft as fuck.
I put my face on it.
I
want
to touch it. You know what I
Greg,
mean?
Greg, if you're listening to this, come in here, take your pants off, and let us rub our faces on your upper thigh. I've touched his belly before. It is surprisingly, it's like a texture that you wouldn't expect a skin to be. I'll just leave it at that. It's simultaneously dry, a little clammy, a little slimy, very soft, but Jesus. Also coarse. It's like wet sandpaper, but if you covered that in like a lube.
Holy crap, that is very descriptive.
All I'm saying is this. Peanut M&Ms are great.
They are.
Regular M&Ms are just a fucking waste of a bag.
M&Ms, what a waste. Getting involved, though. Tweeting about Greg Miller here.
How many likes did he get on this goddamn video?
He got 18.3
thousand. Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus
but it's okay. The good men out there.
Yeah. Oh, thank
Jared
God.
Weber fixing
thank
things.
Thank God. Retweet
this
that.
Is how it should be.
I just feel like, listen, I get it, okay? You're going to give M&Ms the nod because they're the OG. Similar to how when we did Fast and Furious, I tried to get Fast and Furious 1 higher up on the rankings because I'm like, look, it's what started it all. Is it the best Fast and Furious movie? No. Is 5 the worst? Maybe, depending on what my mood was when we recorded that one.
But here's what I'm saying. Let that down.
Oh God. You know what's sad is that one's that's by far the most popular episode of what we
did. Oh yeah, of course.
And people are like, who's this fucking asshole? But it's just, listen, they figured it out. Then Tokyo Drift came around and revolutionized the formula. Tokyo Drift is, wait for it, the peanut M&Ms of Fast and Furious.
Holy shit.
And that's how it is.
My man.
And after that, guess what they never went back to? They never went back to regular M&Ms. They've just been making awesome iterations of peanut M&Ms every Fast and Furious. Is Fast and Furious...
I love how you lost that.
Is Fast and Furious 9 going to be the one that has the Nutella in it? The fucking, the like, you know? You ever seen that? The caramel M&Ms? Good God, those are good.
Good God. Moving on to some Tim Wants to Show Nick stuff today. Section here. Wait. Yeah, okay. Yeah, here we go. I put this one down as Nick hate, and I'm not sure why.
Oh, God. Well, because every once in a while, and this is going
to... Oh, yeah. I just have a feeling that this is going to bother you.
Why would they just use a real dog? Who is this movie for? Is the question I have for everyone. Okay? Harrison Ford, as an old man with the dog out in the fucking wild, the call of the wild, who's going to see this movie? And why is the dog so fake in it? Why would you not use a normal dog? Who the fuck is that? I hate it. I hate Kevin. You can't even joke with me on this. You hate this too. You fucking hate this too, and I know you do.
I love it.
You fucking piece of shit. You piece of shit.
I love that he has it in his mouth.
Do you know how hard it is to train a dog to look up while holding a piece of mail in its mouth?
I mean, I can't even imagine. I've never tried.
It's nearly impossible.
It's got
to
be...
A man? Easy. We can train them to do anything.
All right, this one's called Turtle, and I love it.
I hate that. Oh! That somebody spent way too long making this video, by the way. This is the kind of shit that someone was like, I'm gonna make this.
It's worth it, dude. Totally worth it. All right, this one I call Baby Dance. You might be wondering why.
Oh God, I hope it's a baby dancing. Damn, this kid can move. Okay. That is the cutest thing ever. It reminds me of like people breaking it down on the dance floor. Can Barrett dance? Barrett, get in here and dance.
Oh shit.
Barrett, can you dance like this? Roll it back to the beginning. This kid, what he did, this is like the fucking There it is. He's doing it. You guys can't see it. It's off camera.
Come here, show the people. Show the people.
Barrett, come dance like
give
this.
Give me a little baby dance.
There it is. There he is. He's a beautiful kid.
I love it. I absolutely love it. What a show we're having, you know?
Ah, man. Every once in a while, someone in the chat was saying, now Nick wants a kid. Every once in a while, I see kids and I'm like, they're not so bad.
They're not so bad.
You know? But then if, I guarantee that if you kept playing this video, it's 34 seconds at the 35-second mark. Explosive diarrhea. Yeah. Just pop. Just spackled the back of the passenger side fucking chair.
Oh, my God.
Just, Jesus, that's never coming out.
Through the goddamn baby seat.
You ever been in a SUV of parents that have kids? Mm-mm. Kids just ride on shit, man. They just take cranes and they just ride on shit. It would drive me fucking crazy.
I have a brother. KI700 on Reddit, on the Kind of Funny subreddit, send this one in. And he said, holy shit, there's other Greg Millers out there.
Every good murderer has a staple. For example, John Wayne.
Hold on.
Every good murderer has a staple. For example, John Wayne Gacy dressed up as a clown. Jeffrey Dahmer made sex zombies. If I was a murderer, and I would never be, but if I was, I would steal people's hands, and I would be called the hand burglar by the police. And the police would be like, why are all these hands going missing? Who is taking these hands, and what are they doing with them? So they start investigating, and they find out who I am, because I make a little fucky wookie, they find my fingerprints, whatever. So they locate my trailer, that's in the middle of fuck-ass nowhere, and they knock on the door, and they're like, police, open up! But the door like creaks open because it's open, and I knew they were coming, and they're like, put your hands up. And I'm sitting in this recliner that's facing the wall, and I'm like, which ones? And I turn around, and all the hands are sewn onto my body, and I start spinning around like those things at the car washes that clean your car, like that. And I'm like, they can't put the handcuffs on me because I have too many hands. I don't know which one are mine. And so I take all their weapons in my many, many hands, and I beat the fuck out of them, and then I get away, and I start doing.
Okay. I respect that. That was, she had me at, I was like, where's this going? And when the cops came in and said, put your hands up, I was like, genius. This is a genius bit. Spinning around like all those things in the car wash, very good visual storytelling.
Absolutely.
I respect that.
The cutoff at the end, perfect.
Just right where it needed to be.
But
unlike Greg, who just
didn't do.
Wheeze and then fucking drop onto the ground and then exactly. Just interrupt whatever piece of content she's in for 15 minutes while she regains her consciousness. Yeah, she didn't do that. Hey, what is it? Aaliyah?
Yeah.
Get your shit together. If you want to be a Greg Miller, you have to fucking bomb that. You have to dive out of your story midway through and just start making yourself laugh.
You send this one in, Nick.
Oh, God.
And I call it lovingly.
Yeah.
Tiger style.
Oh, this is great. This is the kind of shit that you're like, this is going to be great. Kevin, are you ready for your mind to get blown? Kevin?
I got it already. I already know.
Are you ready for your mind to get blown? Look at that. How amazing is that? I wanted to go on longer, though.
There's the moment where it all comes together, and it's like, whoa. But then this one's
wags
the
tail.
The way the tail moves, I'm like,
yeah,
whoa.
It's really great.
Like, who would you want? I want to be the tail person.
It's a lot of pressure. I definitely want to be the one in the back. Kevin's right. I wonder who. This is from Tim Ferriss's Instagram. See if he tags whoever these people are. It's one of the trippier things I've seen in the wild. Does. Oh, that's too bad. Tim, fucking A, you can't steal content, man. That's what got people in trouble back in the day. Unlike us, we just make content about other people's content. Okay, we don't steal content. Okay, never would we ever make a whole series based on other people's content. We just wouldn't do that.
Oh, Nick.
You see what I'm saying?
I do. This one's called Deepfake.
Is that Robert Downey Jr.?
And Tom Holland.
Wow. I would actually watch a Back to the Future remake with those two in it. And also get Michael J. Fox to be in it somehow.
Like, look at this, though. It's crazy.
The deepfake stuff is crazy, man.
I love it.
That's awesome. You're aware that they can never do anything with Back to the Future, right?
Everyone says that.
Yeah.
They will.
Who's the writer? I don't know who the writer was, but I know Zemeckis was the one who directed it. And I think he and his team were just like, no one will ever touch this series. They have fucked Star Wars into the ground. They have fucked every other series up. You will not fuck up Back to the Future. We'll now, see. Some people would argue that they fucked their own series up with Back to the Future 3.
They would.
Whoa. Some people would argue that.
This one's called Dog Table. We watched this already.
Oh, God. This is so terrifying.
We haven't watched it on the show.
Yeah, we haven't
watched it. And I want you all to see it, because I don't know if Kevin saw it. That's
Robert Zemeckis. Oh, God. You just know a still shot like this is going to be crazy. Jesus Christ. Look at how sad the dog was like, what'd I do? What did I do? I didn't mean to do it. Don't kill me. Don't destroy me. Also, that is just a bad color for a wall. I'm just throwing that out there. An accent wall, yes, but it's too dark for that room. It makes the whole room feel smaller.
Dude,
they have a lot of dogs.
They really do. These two boys are really into dogs.
Okay, this one's called Otter.
Dogs in cargo shorts.
And Nick, I think you're going to like it.
Oh, I love otters so much.
A lot.
Because they crack things on their tummies.
And they hold hands with their beloved.
Do they really? I love it. Oh, my God, yes, I want one. Kevin, get us an otter.
I love people sometimes. Just sometimes, though.
Who, first off, there's an otter in someone's living room. Has that occurred to you?
that's weird as fuck? That's an astute observation.
That's the thing that got me. I was like, where did this otter come from? Is this guy keeping an otter as a pet? Because I'm pretty sure that's super illegal in every state.
I love it.
God bless him. Is this a fucking jetpack video?
Yeah, Kevin. This one's for you.
Effing go. One day, Kevin will have all of this.
One day.
He'll have a landing pad and a jetpack. And Spencer will have to refuel his jetpack. That is amazing. Is that Miami? Where is that?
Dubai.
That's Dubai. That's... Kevin, how badly... Oh, fuck yeah, I'd do this. Wouldn't you?
It looks so cool. I'd be scared. CO2 and stuff scares me.
That's not CO2. This is probably actual fuel. Yeah.
Any type of that type of shit.
Look at that. Dude, they jumped off a fucking...
Whoa!
Hell yeah. I would do it as long as I had a parachute on me.
Yeah,
it does. Like, if this thing... Yeah.
God, this, like, we've seen a lot of like hovercrafts and shit. This is the first time that I'm like, yo, that's straight up a jetpack.
That's cool as shit. This is like, you know what this reminds me of? G.I. Joe, because the Cobras used to have those.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is fucking rad. I want one of these. So, oh yeah, see, look, he's got the they have whatchamacallit, parachutes strapped onto the top of them so they can just jump off, and if it fails, they just pull the chute. I would absolutely do this.
How fucking cool is it? He can't get in the helicopter. He just has to hang on the side.
Well, yeah, Kevin, the wings are way too big to get in the helicopter.
No, I know, but how cool is it for him to get in there and just be hanging on the side?
How much do you think you have to train before you can jump onto this, Kev?
Oh, like 2 days for sure.
You think at least 2 days?
150 miles per hour.
That's not even that fast.
That's really fast.
Car,
dude.
That's the half speed of like a small plane.
Yeah, but if you've got the car strapped to your back and you're flying, that's amazing.
Or like a quarter speed of a like big train.
That's
plane.
Fucking sick. I love how they were just like, let's whatever this thing is that we need to put on the side of this, we'll just duct tape it to it.
God, you gotta love
that's
it.
Really fucking cool. I wonder how they control it though.
You lean.
So this one's called Creative Solutions.
But how do you control the throttle?
Me finding a creative solution to a relatively simple problem. And it reminds me of editing with Premiere so much.
Yep, where you're like, I don't know how to do this, so I'm just going to fucking... That's awesome. This guy is definitely a breakdancer and or a jiu-jitsu guy.
The things that you think are awesome and the things that you hate is such a delicate line that you walk.
You mean this thing?
Yeah.
This is dope.
No, I understand, but I feel like...
Okay, because this...
You could hate it also, right?
Oh, absolutely. 100%. It's a very, very, very razor-thin line.
If it zoomed into the guy and at the end he was one of the Dubre brothers, you'd be like, oh, this is trash.
Oh, if he did a fucking backflip and then didn't sell me some so fucking cool joggers, then I'd hate him, Kevin.
Can we get an update on the joggers?
We can get an update on the joggers.
Yeah, the reason I like that video, by the way, is because I can tell this guy has some level of like acrobatic training. This is why I love the Dubre brothers, Marcus and Jesse and Phil. And Aurelius and Decimus and Maximus.
Okay, well,
where are we at? Oh, their shit's just broke.
Their shit,
man, they don't give a fuck. This is what happens when you make
Dobre.com is not looking good.
This is what happens when you make thousands of dollars off of every video you post of you and your friends just hanging out doing backflips. You just don't give a fuck about your merch. You see how much we pimp our merch every show? It's because we care. We care about you.
Yeah, they fucked this up. They're gone. They're done. You're never getting your pants, you're never getting your joggers.
Damn it. God damn it.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
I don't like this. I want joggers that just have my name now on the crotch. That's what I want.
That's what you want.
Can we make those? Would you buy those, ladies and gentlemen? Tell me in the chat right now, or if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment in the comment section saying, I would buy Nick's joggers. Just a beautiful pair of joggers like Tim wears, the comfiest fuck, with just my name on the crotch.
Please
would you
buy
those?
Card number so that we
and your social do not put your credit card number or your social security number in. That might be a felony if I ask you to do that.
A lot of people say no.
Is that how felonies work?
I think if you ask.
If you ask.
That's true. Fuck them. Put it in there. Who cares? Coward. What's wrong?
Please don't do that.
Leave. What's the worst that could happen? I love, though, that they're sides down. That sucks for them. They're missing out on a lot of potential revenue.
I mean, at least three people would consider buying that as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Me being one of those people.
That's true. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go on, this episode is brought to you by MeUndies. No, okay, we got some new copy today. I'm excited for this.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine your fifth grade self looking into
where
the future.
Where are you going, MeUndies?
And learning that as an adult, you got an Undies membership. They would laugh hysterically, but joke's on them, because MeUndies is known for their super soft undies and their flexible, fun membership. If you choose to sign up, you'll get perks like site-wide savings, free shipping, and new undies delivered to your door each month. Go forth, be an adult, and sign up for that Undies membership, even if your past self is still laughing at you. And that's the thing, Nick. The membership's fantastic because you do get discounts on all of their products, including their t-shirts, which you all know I love, including their socks, which you know I love. I'm so close, Kevin. So close. I've been saying for years, I've fully transformed into a MeUndies person.
You are.
Where I only own MeUndies undies.
There are days when I've seen you head to toe in MeUndies.
And that's the thing. I'm so close to only having MeUndies socks. I don't have quite enough to throw away the rest of the socks or donate the other socks.
Bro.
I'm not there yet.
That's coward speak.
I'm not there yet.
Bro.
But close. I'm very close. Maybe one more round of these socks and I'll be good. T-shirts, I'm almost fully there. I only, any plain time you see me in a shirt, I'm wearing MeUndies. Because now it's not just black and white. They got a kind of funny blue one. They do.
Tasty.
And it's nice. And it feels so, so good.
I'm going to tell you guys to just support MeUndies because they write the best copy of the game.
They do, man.
They have so much fun writing these. We have so much fun reading them.
I'm so
excited. They
make
a great product.
Them and Manscaped. I'm just excited to read the
Manscaped gets me on a level like no one else does.
You know what I mean? But no, MeUndies, I'm wearing some sloths right now. Kev, what about you?
I got the little skulls on the purple.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good. Anyway, they got a ton of prints. They got a ton of styles. You guys know all about this, but you can get 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee by going to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning for 15% off your first pair and free shipping, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And oh, baby, it will be guaranteed. You will be satisfied is what I was going to say. anyways, next up, shout out to Indochino. With Indochino, it's all about you. They make suits fun again. They like to give you a ton of different options, ton of different colors. You get to choose all your little personal touches, including your lining, your lapel, your monogram. Now, I know a lot of you people out there might be like, I don't know what a monogram is, and I'm kind of embarrassed to ask. Kevin, what's a monogram?
That's where you get, like, text written. Usually it's initials, but, man, Indochino lets you go crazy. That's why mine says follow at Kinda Funny Kevin.
Follow at Kinda Funny Kevin right in there. He's at all these parties, and 90% of the time I'm like, where's Kevin? I look over and I see him talking to people I don't know, and he's just like this. It's a true story.
I usually point.
Your suit is made to your exact measurement, so you end up with a perfect fit for the shape of your body, your beautiful, beautiful body. They also sell custom shirts, coats, and chinos, so you can get a full custom order. And that's my favorite thing about Indochino right now is I just got some sweet, sweet dress shirts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I call them dress shirts. They're just button-ups.
Of course.
But I really like them. They're nice shirts. They have showrooms across North America, so you can like go there and actually get them tried on. They have style guides that are like, hey, man, I can help you look good. Anyway, right now you can get an extra $30 off any purchase of $3.99 or more at Indochino.com. When entering morning at checkout, that's an extra $30 off any purchase of $3.99 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code morning. That's Indochino.com. Promo code morning. Nick, I almost don't want to ask.
You do want to ask, goddammit.
What are you looking at
my
over there?
My daily Dobre dose, okay, is what I'm calling it right now.
Okay.
Once a day, I go over to the Dobre Brothers channel. I just pick a random video and see how great these guys' lives are. This one's called the Alligator Bathtub Prank on Wife.
Okay.
And
okay.
They put an alligator in the bathroom with one of their wives, I assume, and she's taking a bubble bath. In her, I assume, bikini.
Kev.
And it just seems totally real that they did this. not the least of which is because she's in a full bikini, which I take, when I take baths in bubble baths, I definitely take them in bikinis. And she's just selling the fact that she's terrified of this alligator. Wait, everyone, because this is a genuine reaction to this. See how much she's not freaking out right now? That's because, So she's going to go out the window eventually. I guarantee it because I skipped ahead. because I know she did. These guys are geniuses,
dude,
though.
Those windows are dope, though. Look at
them. Look at her. Look at her perched on this thing. Oh, Lord. 5.5 million views.
I mean, if you put it, look at the guy, the cage with the alligator came out of. Who is that? What is she wearing? Why? This is how you know it's totally fake. Who takes a bath in that?
Oh, man. When your dumbass boyfriend films everything.
Yeah, I guess yeah. You just never take clothes off ever.
All right. Pop off, Kev. What do I want to look at now? Okay.
So where the fuck do they live? They must live from the East Coast.
Yesterday was Cool Greg's birthday.
Did Joey have a birthday too?
Joey?
Yeah. Oh, it was Cool Greg's.
Joey's birthday is Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Noel, duh.
Yeah. So Cool Greg, he's like, this morning, we're walking from the car and he goes, "Hey, dude, I got something for Internet Explorers." So I was like, "Dude, it's today." He's like, "Oh, hell yeah. Like, I got some good shit."
This is, what is it?
I was like, all right. So I'm going to play it for you, and then I'm going to add more context.
Okay. Give it to me. When she nailed that.
No.
No, you're the cute babies.
All right.
Perfect.
So that's it. So my brother, we have that talk, whatever, and I walk up to him after. I'm like, "Hey, I'm prepping the show. Can you send me it?" And he's like, yeah. So he sends me it. I watch it. He walks back and he goes, "Hey man, I watched the video again. It's not that funny. I was really high."
Yeah.
He's so perfect.
And it's one of those things, Cool Greg, that we just want you to know. We know. Okay. When you retweet things like this, or when you tweet, we regram whatever the fuck you're doing, we know how high you are. Based off of the comment that you leave with it and the content of the video. I get it.
I love it. So now just going to, like, we have four Cool Greg tweets that I want to talk about. This is him yesterday.
They're in Maryland.
"Thanks for all of the birthday wishes. Twitter won't let me scroll far back enough to actually find most of them. I just see hella tweets about Andy being at that kind of funny brunch, but I'm sure they're there somewhere lost in Twitter forever."
Yeah.
I just love the tweeting about Andy being at brunch.
Speaking of that brunch, Nick Way, Greg had a great burn.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that over the weekend? Do you want to pull that out for people? It's on his Instagram if you want. He also tweeted it out, which is great. Hey, by the way, Greg, you know what's great about making a good joke once? Making it again, just throwing it out for all the other people that probably follow you on Instagram as well. But you know what? Maybe there's one person who doesn't follow you on both that you can make the joke for twice, because nothing better than telling a joke twice. So he goes, "We missed Tim and Barrett, but it was awesome to have brunch with our kind of funny family." Now, a couple things about this joke. Obviously, Gary, if you're watching, a clear slight against me. This is clearly Greg talking shit, right? We miss Tim and Barrett. The other person that's not a full-time person in this picture is me. That's not in there. So obviously Greg doing a Nick sucks moment. But Gary Witta said, "Hey, Greg, what about me?" To which I replied, "Gary, stay in your fucking lane. Because the only thing I offer this company is the foil, right? I am just the piece of shit that everyone steps around on this on the way to greatness." That's okay. I'm sorry. I have two things I do in this company. One is I am everyone's heel.
Sweet, sweet feet money.
I'm everyone's heel. And two, I'm literally everyone's heel.
Oh, I hate
right
that.
There.
I hate that so goddamn much.
My cute feet. Look at my cute feet.
You do have cute little feet. It's
cute
true.
Little feet. 10 and a half, true. Baby.
Here we go. We got Cool Greg.
Quick update. The Dobre brothers are in Maryland, which is yes. So oh, sure. Right. Okay. It does look like East Coast bullshit.
Cool Greg says, "To be honest, I don't care how descriptive the information is. If I'm chilling on the beach and find a bottle with a message in it, I probably ain't helping your stranded ass." Again, how high was
it? So high. This is one of those, like, we've pushed through the silly phase, and now we're in the analytical phase of the highness.
Yeah.
God bless you,
Here's
Cool G.
Thing. I don't believe it.
You don't think, like, he was high?
He'd help him?
No. I feel like he'd help him. He'd try his best. He'd call people up, be like, "Hey, how do we full solve
it?" Now, I'll say this. I would say yes normally, but remember, Cool Greg is terrified of the police, and if anything involved them, if he had to get the police involved, he would be like, "I'm out."
Meg, I didn't say he'd call the police. He'd probably call me and be like, "Hey, I got this message. How do we figure this out?
We
got
to save this dude."
I'd call the police.
That's fair.
Also,
that's smart.
He tweets this. "Saw someone describe the Titanic movie as Romeo and Juliet get wet."
Okay, that's great. That was great, Cool G.
Then the final one of the day.
Yeah.
We got, "One time a lady asked me, 'Are you going to leave some for the fishes?' as I was drinking from a public water fountain, and that really changed the way I looked at shit."
Oh, I love you, Cool G. Because you know he's sincere about that. Yeah. That's a sincere tweet.
Oh, my God.
He's the absolute best.
He's the fucking best.
He is the fucking best.
It's so funny.
Oh, man. Let me ask you this question, Tim. Mm-hmm. Total non sequitur. Going back to you, this is a full circle. How do you feel about the USB-C ports on your laptop?
I love them.
You like them? You like having the big old fat fucking dongle hanging off?
Well, I normally don't. It's only here.
Well, I guess so.
For me, like, all my shit's USB-C because I'm an adult.
Does your monitor go to USB-C?
Yeah.
How do you do the monitor?
It's USB-C.
But do you have like a HDMI like port that goes into the USB-C?
USB-C, USB-C.
Fuck you. You have a USB-C port on the back of your monitor?
Mm-hmm. I do. Yeah.
You're cool.
I know.
That's a cool thing to do.
Thank you, guys.
Because I'm in this dongle world now.
You are.
But now I have to have dongles for everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. That's the one drawback to the new laptops. My old laptop, as you remember, was the best last generation MacBook Pro that had every had two USB, the HDMI, the display port, all that shit.
You have the same monitor, Tim does.
I'm
talking about my one at home.
What do you use here?
Oh, here I don't use this laptop.
Oh, you use the other laptop. Got it. You look how many fucking laptops you have at school.
The monitor you used to have?
Mm-hmm.
That
one doesn't have USB-C.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It does. Kevin, you remember Tim gave me the hand-me-down monitor. Do you think he'd give me a hand-me-down monitor if it had a fucking USB-C port? Bro, that ain't Tim Gettys.
Bro, that's true. That is true.
What else do we got? Are we going to Zergnet today?
Yeah, we could do that.
What's Zerget?
Hold on.
I mean, we've gone long on this podcast also. We've gone at least 45 minutes. 46. Look at that.
Here we go.
I'm fucking in.
Here we go.
For a second, I was like, I think that's either Tommy Lasorda or Harvey Weinstein on the left. I'm not quite sure.
So,
Pete Rose,
one,
maybe?
Which one do we want to do?
Let's see. No, I don't give a fuck about Kitchens. No. Oh, these are bad today. Rosario Dawson's transformation, seriously turning heads. What's she transformed what? Stunning to stunning? That's bullshit. She's still amazing. Oh, my God. She's in a new cool series, though. On, I want to say AMC or... something. It looks cool. I'm looking forward to it. Man, I know nothing about that. What are you doing over there?
I need to check in with Barrett on something.
Oh. The real difference. I'm going to go to the chat real quick. Chat, queue up your questions, comments, and concerns. Of course, if you're
which one do you want?
Which one?
I can get a new set.
Give me the Rosario Dawson's transformation and seriously turning so I can make fun of this person. I think it's going to be 12.
I'm going 1.
You're going to go 1?
Yes.
You motherfucker. You price is writing, motherfucker.
Oh, it's thelist.com. Damn.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Wow.
One, wow. Two. Okay, guys, transformation from being a small child to an adult is what everyone goes
that's
through.
How, that's
everyone's transformation is insane if you start when they're a fucking baby, you moron. Who the fuck wrote this?
They got to get to 12. Don't hate on them helping you win.
Oh, my God, you fucking idiots. Right, look at how great this person transit. Look, this person used to be 20. Now they're 97 years old. Look how different they look. They're fucking dead, decaying in the butt. She was in Josie and the Pussycats?
Oh, 13.
14.
Oh, my God, you guys. This is egregious.
Nope, that was 15. It. 15. When's that one? Oh, Jennifer Connelly.
15.
Yeah. I had such a huge crush on Jennifer Connelly back in the day.
Oh, my lordy lord.
Labyrinth. It's a terrifying movie.
It is.
All right,
now it's time for a little fun clips.
Fun
clips. You can go
time.
To patreon.com/kindoffunny to send your fun clips in. Oh, man, we got some good ones looking today. We got Anthony Capaldo sending in these next three
Capaldo. That's what I'd call him. What was the other guy? Studebaker. No, what was his name?
Shafransky. Right, here we go. That time in 11th grade when we convinced the bus driver to hit a big-ass hill going like 50.
This is not a good idea. This guy's gonna lose his job.
Oh!
Oh! That worked out well for everyone involved. They hit the fucking ceiling. They fucking hit the ceiling.
Here
that was
they
a
go.
Really good pause. Did they think they jumped? No, they legitimately hit the ceiling.
Woo!
Wow.
That was great.
That bus driver should be fired.
That was great.
That is the kind of thing that gets you fired.
Oh, my Lord. All right. And Anthony Capaldo also sends this in.
Capaldo. Good job, buddy.
This is great. Nick, you're going to love it.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen this. Yeah. This is great. Yeah. Hugh Jackman living his best life. Because he's fucking in a band now or some shit. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, it looks like he's doing some sort of charity event.
Hashtag Wolverine Wednesday.
He's still jacked, I love it, too. Dude. Look how fucking jacked he still is.
Hugh Jackman, dude. Jackman, awesome. Last one from Anthony Capaldo. I'm
really happy that he's still with his wife, by the way. They've just been married for years. Oh, my God.
I've consumed countless hours of TikTok. I'm regarded as a TikTok expert. I've seen every trend rise and fall, and yet this is the TikTok that made me weep tears of joy as I whispered quietly to myself, my brain, she's dead. The ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion.
Oh my God, that's horrible.
Oh!
Wow. Whoa! That kid's gonna make some boy very happy later in life.
Oh my God!
Holy shit!
The ending came out of nowhere.
Yo, it was amazing on so many levels. Oh, wow.
That was the perfect fun.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
It's not going to get any better than that.
No, that was good. That was Anthony Capaldo. Ladies and gentlemen, you have won the Fun Clip of the Year award so far. Can you be out? Have you seen this, Joey?
I don't know.
Bless and Joey, get over here. We're rewatching it.
This is a monumental moment, and I'm glad Greg's not
Andy there. Cortez, because Greg Miller.
God damn it. We're all going to be the best of friends right now.
We need this. We need everyone in the office to come watch
this
piece of art. Bear, can you go grab them?
Yeah. That's amazing.
Fuck Andy. Oh, no, well, not really, though.
You see what I'm talking about, dude? The shit that they talk about us when we're not here is just absurd.
Watch Aquaman.
It's absurd. I need you to watch this, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's play it.
We need Greg Miller. We need the
rest
of the guys.
Greg.
We need them all. We're not getting Greg?
Is this when you guys are finally going to believe me that TikTok
okay.
is good?
Okay.
No.
Oh, TikTok is awesome.
All right, y'all ready
TikTok
for this?
Is stupid.
All right, get in. Ocean, sending big waves into motion,
like how a single word can make a heart open. Of course you're a blessing. You're young. I only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This kid takes this like a fucking champion. Like he wants to fit into the club.
Cool Greg now.
That does not make Cool Greg comfortable. He is uncomfortable about this.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was great.
That was fucking fantastic.
That was great.
Good job, kid.
Okay, Party McFly.
Oh, God. What could you possibly have that's better than that? There's nothing. Unless it's a dog. It's a dog. Oh! What is he doing?
It's a bouncy ball. He bounced.
That poor little fucker's dead. His little Boston Terrier. Damn.
He flew so hard. I hope they felt bad afterwards.
I mean, maybe he just loves it. Maybe the dog got back up and was like, I'm taking this again. Oh, this is great.
This is another one from Party McFly.
Let's go party. I'm gonna go to... See, dogs are the best. Look at this dog having a great time marching to the beat of his own fucking drum over there. Him and that baby could hang out and just make the baddest fucking boy band group ever. Good God, people.
Love it.
Boy dog.
This one's from Jutendo64. Whoa.
That was amazing.
Whoa. That was the cleanest flip I've ever seen.
Who's that fighter?
Not a Dobre brother.
No. But this is UFC. It's Zupa.
Wow. Dude. Good for him.
Chat, tell me who that is.
Let me see it one more time.
Yeah, that guy's obscenely good at acrobatics. That was amazing.
That's insane.
Oh, it's Sage Northcutt. Thank you.
Alec Bobko.
Type in Sage Northcutt and just look at this guy's body. It's unbelievable.
Alec Bobko sends this in.
Ha 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 ha!
Show's great. Fuck you, people.
Oh man, what do you want? Sage Northcutt?
Yeah, that's his name.
Is that the dude that does Taekwondo?
I believe so. Yes. Cool. I don't think he did that well in UFC, if memory serves correctly.
He had really, really.
Yeah,
wow,
well,
that's
insane.
God damn. Look at him down there on the left.
Looks like he could be.
People thought he was like a
Russian dude.
Yeah. Right there, that picture of him was the one that everyone thought he looked like Ivan Drago from like Kid. They were thinking maybe they.
And finally, Cassandra Ramirez sends this one in to close out. Fun clips. I love them. It never gets old. It never gets old. Oh my God. Oh, it gets better. Whoa, she's going.
Wait. Before you click off, what is the one with the Doberman pincher? Either of those two. What is
happy any motherfucking no one clapping motherfucking hands. If you're fucking happy any motherfucking no one clapping motherfucking hands. If you're fucking happy any motherfucking no one really motherfucking
hands. This dog's gonna kill this guy.
If you're fucking happy.
No, see, this is the problem with TikTok. For every great video, this is stupid shit like that. This is great. See what I'm saying? There's just no...
There's no art to it.
You know, but it's got... Oh, this is trending on. Guess what, everyone? She danced. Good for her. She figured out how to move her body to the rhythm of a fucking song. And now she's a TikTok millionaire. Because she wore some Air Force Ones and some high leggings. And she went like this. When the song went... Do you see that, Tim? I could fucking do... I made it with my mouth. That's one step farther than this person did. The other guy slapped his dog. I hope that dog chews that guy's fucking hand off and shits it out later. And they're like, sir, we can't reattach your fucking hand because the dog shit it out.
Or that girl stole it.
It's one of the two. It's one of the two. Oh, okay, we're going to hang out here with the chat for a little bit, skis.
At least Sage Northcutt could do a fucking front flip. Jack, cue up your comments, questions, concerns. We'll talk to you for a little bit here. Tim and Nick, did you know that MK Gibson put you guys in the latest Shadow Master book? Said Abrock 111. I'm sure Kevin will read that. He likes those.
I already did.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, oh my God, that moment is so fucking good.
Yeah.
Toby Blue asks, 277 asks, what are your thoughts on the new Bond theme? Have we not talked about this publicly?
I don't think we've talked about it publicly.
My thing is, I like Billie Eilish. I feel like they.
Just be honest with them. We're not hot on it.
We're not hot on it. Here's what happened. I listened to it. I was like, okay, it's a very what I would expect there to be a from a Bond song. But the problem with Billie Eilish is like, I'm like, why wouldn't you let her do something a little bit more creative and a little bit more artistic with it? It's very, very. It's a decent Bond song. But like I was telling you, when I was listening to it, I was like, why am I not listening to Skyfall? And then I just paused it and I queued up Skyfall. And then I listened to Skyfall like five times. I mean, because Adele is the fucking goat.
She just fucking did it, man.
It's three generations of the same sound for the song, right now.
Well, Sam Smith did a very similar song to that, and then Adele killed it. And then
Sam Smith's was different, man. Sam Smith's
was whiny,
sucked,
and this bitchy, and fucking lame.
I feel like I was a minute in, and I was like, "What? When is this gonna start?" And it's just like
that's Billie Eilish, though, man. Like she has so few songs that are upbeat. Like it's
yes,
not,
but the one
to be upbeat, I just felt like it's so slow.
And I'll admit, I'm hugely familiar with her catalog, but the one big popular song that obviously put her on the map for me was "I'm a Bad Guy." You know that song has movements. It's weird. It sounds crazy. That song sounds kind of like a Bond song a little bit when you like it's creative, it's fun, it has a cool sound to it, and they got her and they get Billie Eilish, who's like the hottest fucking thing in music right now, and they go, why don't you just do a standard, the most standard basic ass Bond song you could possibly. It never moves, it never breaks.
Well, probably, it never has that Adele moment with the where you go, I go.
Like,
once that shit hits, you're just like, let's fuck, like, I need to kill somebody. I need a license to kill, Kevin.
I gotta,
because I'm gonna kill a motherfucker.
I want to kill somebody. I want to take Adele out for dinner, and I want to hang out with Adele and be Adele's best friend. Fuck you, James Corden. I want to be Adele's best friend. I can sing two in a car.
Fucking get it, man.
Why does Joey hang out with Adele and fucking Lady Gaga?
I want to ask him so bad, Kevin, so bad.
Joey!
What?
The circle.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's a whole.
Oh
thing.
Man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. For hanging out with us here on the Internet Explorers. We will be back next week, I think.
Probably.
No matter what, we're back all
week. We're never going away. We're like a bad staph infection.
It's going to be good. Until then, though. I love you. Goodbye.